A public hearing on insurance coverage for autism treatment mainly drew supporters, mostly those with children who have the disorder. There was one parent, however, who disagrees with such a mandate, and he's a lawmaker. Representative Kevin Peterson has two autistic daughters. The Waupaca Republican says requiring coverage would be costly for state and local governments. And he says such a mandate would only cover some. He points out it would exempt those in self-insured plans.
What has to be remembered is when we vote on the floor, we don't vote on emotions, press releases, or news media hype. We vote on the words as they are stated in the bill.
Peterson thinks more money should be put into the state's program for autism services. He's sponsoring such a bill. It comes at a time when the state may not have money to spare, and individuals also may be tapped out. Nicole Buzalaki of Kewaskum says she spent over $60,000 to give her fraternal twins half the treatment recommended. She says it's all she could afford.
I sold my home. I moved into an absolute piece of garbage apartment. We borrowed against our life insurance. Everything that we had worked so hard for was dwindled down to nothing. But my boys were getting help.
Buzalaki wants mandatory insurance for autism treatment. The legislative proposal doing that would cover speech, language, and occupational therapy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.